Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 6, and if you didn't bring a Bible with you this evening, if you hold up your hand, the ushers would be glad to let you use one of ours. Scriptures just register on you better when you take the time to find them, let your eyes rest on them. That's why we read our chapter every day. Amen. And we let our eyes rest on the page and we read it aloud. So it's in our mouth and it's in our ears and it gets in our heart. Amen. How many know it's good for the Word of God to be sounding in your house? You to be reading the Bible out loud. It's good for your walls to hear it. It's good for your cat and dog to hear it. Amen. Certainly good for your kids to hear it. Amen. It is. It's good for your automobile to hear the Word of God. Yeah. I mean, every piece of steel in there was made by God. Do you know that? And all things are upheld by the Word of His power and is sustained by the living Word of God. 1 Corinthians 6. Are you there? We've been teaching, preaching, talking, ministering about how to reach your physical goals, or reaching your physical goals, for some weeks now. And I believe we're winding it up. I don't know if tonight will be the last night, but I have in my spirit that we're finishing this up. So pray with us about the next things. I've already got a couple of things in my heart turning, but if you think about it, you say, Lord, you know, direct Brother Keith, give him the plan for the church. Amen. Because what we teach affects you. Amen. Right? And I don't want to be just pretty close on what we ought to do. I want to be exactly, Amen. Exactly on it. Amen. Yeah. The Bible's all good. And every subject you talk about is good. But there's a right thing for right now. Right? And the Lord knows that. And for every church and for every season, there's a specific thing that is the best for then. It's exactly what the Lord desires to say to us and show us right now. Are you hungry for that? Do you want that? Amen. I believe I already have some direction, but believe with us. Think about it. Pray. Pray in the Spirit. Because, you know, how do you pray about the future? You don't know, there's so much you don't know, but pray in the Spirit. Say, Lord, just help me to pray about that, and then just take off praying in other tongues. So, well, I don't pray in tongues. Catch some of these folk around and say, pray for me. They'll get you tuned up. Amen. And it is for everybody. Now, in 1 Corinthians 6, let's read our text and continue on. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, what all these folks doing these things, what do they have in common? Not controlling the flesh. Right? Not controlling the flesh. And that's what we've been talking about in this series. The bottom line is controlling this flesh, controlling this body. He said, verse 11, and such were, I like that were, don't you? Were some of you, but you are washed. Now let's just stop right there. Somebody said, well, you know, I'm just an old adulterer, saved. No, were an adulterer, now you washed. And I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. No, no, were. Were. Now you are made the righteousness of God in Christ. No, Brother Keith, I still am a sinner. You need to read your Bible again.
Amen.
No. This thing about I am a sinner, I can't make it through a day without sinning in all kind of ways, that is a lie.
Yes.
Did you hear me? If you were a sinner and you could not help from sinning, then you shouldn't be required to repent because it's not your fault. But you are required to repent. Why? Because you didn't have to sin. You could have done something different. No, we're not old sinners saved by grace. We were, and we've been made new creatures in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen? We were ungodliness, but now we've been made righteous. Didn't earn it, didn't merit it, didn't work up to it. We're just made that way by faith in the Lord Jesus, by the regenerating work of His Spirit.
Amen.
If that sounds strange to you, don't throw it out now. Don't take my word for it. Get in the book.
Yeah.
Amen. Get in the book. Somebody said, well, yeah, but so, Brother so-and-so said. I don't care what Brother so-and-so said. You don't live by what Brother so-and-so said. You live by it is written. I had a lady come to me one time all upset. She said, but yeah, but now, Brother Keith, you know, it's just like the old song says. I said, what? She said, you know, the old song. It's just like that. I said, dear, that's an old song. This is the Word. But see, people base their lives on all kind of things except the Word. No, where's it at? In the Bible. If you can't find it in there, don't believe it, don't live by it. Now, he goes on to say, all things are lawful. Excuse me, I didn't finish reading verse 11. Such were some of you, but you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Did you see that list up there? Can God take an old thief and a covetous drunkard and wash him? Sanctify him, justify him, so that he is justified now. Well, then he's no longer an old drunk. He's no longer an old adulterer. He is sanctified, justified. Oh, glory to God. This will change your life if you get a hold of this. Amen? No. Somebody said, well, I'm just a no. No. Have you been saved? Well, yeah. Well, then you were. You were that, but now you are this. Say it out loud. I am washed. I am sanctified. I am justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of my God. There's any reason why you shouldn't believe that. I read that right out of the Bible. Right? So believe that now. Not people's theories and ideas and experiences. Believe this. He said, all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Doesn't this sound again like controlling your body? I mean, there's a lot of things might not in and of itself be a sin. I mean, it's not a sin to drink a cup of coffee. But I refuse to be a slave to coffee. Coffee doesn't tell me when I have to drink it. Right? I tell it. And if you get to feeling like something has a little power over you, lay it down. At least for a season. Demonstrate. You know, people, you know, they kid themselves. Oh, I can quit this anytime I want to. Show us. Quit talking and show us. Just skip it for a week. 7 days. I mean, that shouldn't be that big of a deal. Right? 7 days. Then you'll find out. You may find out that you wake up the next morning and your flesh is a screaming. I want it. I want it. I want mine now. Well, that lets you know something, right?
Yeah.
This thing had some power in you.
Amen.
And over you. And you got to get it under control. Whatever it is. Maybe it's Cokes. Maybe it's sugar. Maybe it's pie. Maybe it's potatoes. I don't know. Maybe it's sleep. Can be any number of things. Maybe it's the TV.
Yeah.
I can turn this thing off anytime. Well, do it. No TV for 2 weeks. Show us. Well, I got my favorite shows, you know, that come on. Yeah, I know. Here, just talk. He said, I will not be brought under the power of any. Why don't you say that too? I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. You know, people try to say, you know, well, you know, God gave us all these desires and you know, that means it's okay because I have these desires. If we desire to have relations and we desire to have an affair, or if a man desires a man or a woman desires a woman, or, you know, where does that stop? If a man desires a child, I mean, where does it stop? Our desires don't define us. Our desires don't tell us what we are. We are in Christ Jesus. We find out who and what we are in Him. And even good desires must be controlled. Maybe it is a natural desire, but you must control it. We'll read in just a moment. If you don't, it can cost you everything. He said, and God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by His own power. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know you not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh, but he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. That's strong, isn't it? Run from it. Was fornication a problem in the church at Corinth? Yes, it was. It was a big deal. Is fornication a problem nowadays? Yeah, people don't want to talk about it, but it's a huge problem. What is fornication? Sex between people that are not married. It's a big problem. Somebody said, well, we're just teenagers and it's just normal and natural. No, you've been conformed to the unsaved world. No, and you've lowered your standard and you don't know the value of your body. The Bible says we are to possess our vessels, our bodies, in sanctification and honor. Somebody said, you think you're too good to sleep with me? Well, if you're not the one that's supposed to be my husband and we're our wife, you know, and we're not married, then yeah. I said, well, you know, well, Brother Keith, we're going to be married. That's exactly the same as not being married.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith and Patience, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R220. That's R220, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.